Tony Webber, spokesman for Water New South Wales, ending that report with Nathaniel Keesing. Last night, Western Australia was hit by a magnitude 6.6 earthquake, and just hours later, the Maluku Islands in East Indonesia were hit with an earthquake that hit 7.3 on the Richter scale. While Sunday's earthquakes thankfully haven't done too much damage, it still begs the question, how well-equipped are we to deal with earthquakes? I investigated what plans are in place to deal with these natural disasters. When an earthquake hits, seismologist for Geoscience Australia, Spiros Spiliopoulos, says that the best thing to do is to stay calm.
The common thing that we tell people to do is like drop, cover, hold. If you're in an earthquake, so drop to the ground, get under cover, like a heavy table or something like that, and hold on to it. That's the advice we give people to do during an earthquake. Don't run outside because you might be hit by falling debris or something like that.
And that's just what residents in Broome and Indonesia tried to do yesterday afternoon when strong earthquakes hit the regions just hours apart.
The 7.3 Indonesian earthquake occurred about 4 hours after the Australian earthquake. That difference is quite significant. It's a much larger earthquake. I can't calculate it off the top of my head, but it looks like it would be about 30 times as much energy in the Indonesian earthquake compared to the Australian one.
Although the two quakes hit a similar region within a small time frame, the two aren't connected.
Okay, so for the Indonesian earthquake, that occurred in an active area because it's on a plate boundary, so we always see lots of earthquakes there. The Australian earthquake is a different matter. It's sort of a continental-type area. There are far fewer earthquakes. For instance, in Australia, we get a magnitude 6 earthquake, 6 and above earthquake, roughly every 8 years, so to speak, 8 to 10 years. So they're quite different types of earthquake. I don't think we can really compare the areas that easily.
So why is it that we get one every 8 to 10 years?
The Australian continent, the Australian crust, is under a lot of stress because of the plate tectonics. The Australian plate is moving. It's being pushed from various sides. Squeeze, so to speak, and then as that pressure builds up, it's released at fault zones, and that's what causes earthquakes.
Spiros Spiliopoulos says that there are certain other areas of Australia that are known to be at risk of seismic activity.
Most active areas are sort of like in the southwest of Western Australia, up here in the northwest shelf, around the Flinders Ranges in South Australia, and in the southeastern sort of part of Australia as well are the more active areas for Australia.
Although they're rare, it's hardly the first time that an earthquake has hit the country. This December will mark the 10-year anniversary of the Newcastle earthquake, which took the lives of 13 people, damaged 50,000 buildings, demolished 300 buildings, and ended up with a damage bill of $4 billion. Paul Bailey, Chief Superintendent in Specialised Operations at New South Wales Fire and Rescue, says that Australia's earthquake response plans have changed since the earthquake in Newcastle.
Yeah, certainly. Look, the Newcastle earthquake was one of the contributing factors. The Thredbo landslide was another factor that caused us to look at our internal procedures across the nation and to look at how we can better respond to these sudden onset events. So from 1989 to today, the systems have moved along exponentially, and we've certainly got a very, very robust system that allows us to provide excellent help in a really timely manner.
This excellent help comes in the form of two teams who are professionally trained to deal with earthquakes of different magnitudes.
The way it works is in Australia, there are two internationally qualified teams who have the ability to respond essentially anywhere in the world at 6 hours' notice to move. So if there's an earthquake anywhere in Australia, one of those two teams would respond and provide initial operations to begin rescuing people from any collapsed buildings or any other structures where people are caught.
Chief Superintendent Bailey says that when an earthquake takes place, affected residents will be able to get information through their local media stations.
In the event that we are responding to an incident within Australia, we'd be working with local media to be putting out situation reports. We'd be putting out messages of where shelters would be, where food and water could be provided, and where things like power and other essentials, where they could be provided. We carry enough generators to create power.
So in the event of an earthquake, make sure you're tuned into community radio so you can hear all the latest information about what to do and where to go. That was Paul Bailey, Chief Superintendent in Specialised Operations at New South Wales Fire and Rescue, speaking with me just before. I'm Michaela Savage. You're listening to The Wire around Australia and on the Community Radio Network.